Text question of the day is, who do you want to honor? There's no way I'll be able to get to all of your texts, but I want to read as many as I can. If you love a veteran and you want to tell me who they are, where they served, and if they have a funny name, help me pronounce it. I'll get to as many of those as I can this morning. Good morning to you, G.
Good morning.
We're doing this text question, G, today, where I'm asking listeners to tell us who they'd like to remember.
Oh, yes.
On Veterans Day.
Very important.
847, I'd like to honor my husband, Mike Smogor, S-M-O-G-O-R. Again, if I've got a name that people have mispronounced in the past, count on me mispronouncing it and just give me help on the pronunciation. Mike is U.S. Army 101st Airborne in Vietnam. Also the members of the VFW Post 981 in Arlington Heights, where he's a commander. Thank you, Mike, for your service. 608, shout out to my grandpa, Dwayne Duhigg. BM-3 USN, 48 to 55 in Korea, served on the USS Abnaki. 708, I'd like to honor Lieutenant Colonel Walter Sega of the Marines. Served in World War II in the Pacific Campaign, passed away in November of 06. We love you, Grandpa, and we miss you every day. Sweet start. So there you go. Keep them coming. 312-981-7200. And Dave, the Hawks won last night and had a first period that just made you feel good about the Hawks, because you went, now this is the team I know and love. They just dominated. And the second period, both teams sort of just stared at each other like a couple of people across a nightclub trying to figure out if they're going to hit on each other.
Which is okay when you're leading 4-1.
Yep. And then the third period was bananas. And Dave, when I say bananas, I mean B-A-N-A-N-A-S.
Yes, all caps.
Yes. The Hawks did a very nice thing, by the way, for Veterans Day. They had 19 Purple Heart recipients.
I saw that, yeah.
Standing on the ice. And then followed that up with the Black Hawk Regiment, United States Army, live from the other side of the world as their families were on the ice and didn't know their video messages were coming to them. So that's pretty cool.
Very cool.
But they, you know, the Hawks are so good at family and so good at doing the right thing. It wasn't a surprise, but it was a nice touch. I mean, you know what a rock I am. I'm sitting in the United Center last night, quivering lip.
Bawling.
I wasn't bawling, but, you know, it was an emotional thing. It was nice. So, everybody had a nice weekend, I hope.
Yes.
Well, it sounded tentative.
Well, it was, kind of.
Well, Northwestern football lost a tough one and thought we had it, then we didn't.
Yeah.
How about hoops?
Lost.
Yep. That was a little ugly Friday night. Guess you'd have won that one.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, though, you're in a fine mood, I know.
I'm in a great mood, Steve. I have no, you know, I have no control over the outcome of those events.
Nope, all you can do is call them.
That's right.
That's it. G, how are you today?
I'm fantastic.
All right, good. And we got the Kleppen and the DeSalvo covering for a couple of deadbeats who didn't show up.
Aww. I think that Grzanich wanted to be here today, but it's Veterans Day.
Yeah, it is Veterans Day. Is there anybody you want to remember, or would you just like me to continue with the remembering all the listeners and saluting them?
Well, first, I definitely want to give a big shout-out to somebody who isn't here but typically is, and that's Vic Vaughn. He is our resident veteran here at WGN Radio.
Yes, he is.
So I hope that he enjoys his time off, and he's sleeping right now and not listening to us. But also my grandfather.
Well, there you go. What's your grandfather's name?
My grandpa, Bob Azzeline. God rest his soul. But he served after World War II in Germany.
Okay. Thanks for that. How about you, Kleppen? Don Kleppen's here.
Howdy. Yeah, I'd like to remember my grandpa, too, Donald Lyon. He flew for the Air Force after World War II as well. I'm not sure if it was up to Vietnam, but it was somewhere in there.
Yeah. Well, that means you didn't listen enough when he was telling stories.
I did not, no.
Yeah. But yeah, actually, those guys, that's we talked about that a bunch. Those guys didn't tell all the stories. They just did it. Mm-hmm. They just served the country. That's it, G.
Yeah.
They served. They weren't looking for any big high fives and pats on the fanny.
They did it because it was their duty.
Because they're Americans.
You make a great point, though, about stories. Like, ask about stories. Oh, I really wish I would have asked my grandparents more.
Yeah, no question. And as your older folks in your family get older, see if you can commit them, just sit down with your phone. Just, you know, record them on your phone.
Yes.
Just tell them stories about your family. It's a great thing to have for the future that you can pass on when they're gone. Hamp's coming up later. Ryan Nobles is coming up later. We'll get to Dr. Kevin Most in a few minutes. Super Joe, help me out with timing here. What time am I wrapping up my insightful comments?
Yeah, we're looking to talk for another 2.5 minutes here.
All right, got it. Also, over the weekend, I played my final 9 holes of golf. It's always a ceremonial thing at the end of the year. I went out and froze my tuchus off. It was 45 degrees and windy, and got to the last hole and stood around and went, soon this will all be gone. And, you know, 24 hours it started to go. Normally, golfers, you know this, normally we get at least mid-November, sometimes the end of November. Yeah. A few years ago, Dave, I remember playing on Christmas.
I know that. I mean, people have regularly played on Thanksgiving.
So
I thought 45 was your minimum threshold.
Actually, 50. But since I knew we weren't going to survive, I went out and toughed it out.
Now, do you have to do something special to the golf clubs when you put them away for winter?
No, but I put
like,
on
do you have
a...
to wrap them up in little sweaters.
For the winter?
Yeah, like little sweater socks to cover up the heads of the golf clubs.
No.
Make sure they're nice
just,
and snug and warm during the winter.
I just talk to them and I check on them. That's everything.
I thought you had those little, you know, the heaters like in college. You'd stick them in a cup of soup and you know,
like a towel warmer.
Yeah, yeah, something like that to keep them warm and
my
snug.
My goodness.
Yeah, because you can't take the individual hand warmers because they run out in 2 or 3 hours. You know, you got to make sure that they're warm and comfortable. But anyway, golfers, I feel your pain. We should be on the golf course, but we won't be. And for everybody else that would like to do something outside today, don't. Don't do it because it's going to be sloppy and ugly. And honestly, we're at start, let's end where we started. And that is, if you have to get to work this morning, leave now.
You left earlier today?
Yeah, I left early. I left right
like
after the game last night.
3 o'clock this morning?
I was at the game last night, and I said, you know what? I'm just going to go to work.
Good for you.
Yeah, this day will be tougher in travel than tomorrow, but tomorrow will be much colder. So I hope that catches you up to date on everything. And news from around the country looks like this. We got public impeachment hearings coming up on Wednesday. And for only the third time in history. And in addition to that, Nikki Haley has a book out. So nice timing on a book release.
I did see her do a couple of interviews.
So Ryan Nobles, I have more on that coming up a little later on. 312-981-7200 is the number. Tell us about a vet you love, a vet on Veterans Day, who you'd like to have publicly acknowledged and remembered here. And Dave, you got somebody that you mentioned? I'll mention Ralph Cochran, my father. So, Ralph Cochran.
Yeah. I mean, well, my dad's a veteran.
There you go.
Yeah.
And thanks to both our dads.
Yeah.
Before we move on, though, let me salute a couple more veterans on this Veterans Day. At 312-981-7200, Steve, please honor my uncle Frank Rodriguez, 10th First Airborne, member of the Screaming Eagles during Vietnam. Great man. That's from our friend Margaret in Bridgeport. And I'd like to honor my dad, Calvin Coolidge Cook. How good a name is that?
Wow.
Marine in World War II, passed away in 1997. Great man. Never really spoke of what he saw over there like so many others. I'd like to honor my father. This is from the 630, David Peters, who served in the Navy. And my father-in-law, Melvin Walsh, who was a Marine. Semper Fi. 708, please honor and remember my dad, John Roll Sr., served in World War II in the U.S. Army in Germany, passed away in 96. He's missed every day. 773, my dad, World War II, Okinawa, several uncles, World War II, and me, United States Air Force, 68 to 76 in the Philippines at the end of the Vietnam War as well. All of those, thank you for all you do and all you've done and all your relatives, your dads, your uncles, whomever, did to protect us as well. Again, include the name if you want. If you don't want to include a name, that's fine as well. You know, we work with and promote and plug and talk about several military charities here on the show. It means a lot to me, and I appreciate the support you give those. Of course, one is Rags of Honor. Yesterday, they had their Jump for Vets, where they had jump roping galore. Just an hour, 90 minutes of jump roping. They raised a bunch of money. Kevin Powell was out there. But even though you may have missed the Jump for Vets, go to ragsofhonor.org. You can make a donation, and all the money goes to fund a new medical procedure that I don't begin to understand, but has as much as an 88% effective rate in fighting PTSD, which is absolutely crippling. We know that 22 vets a day still take their lives. It's just an outrageous number. And this procedure is actually a block of sorts that can help block those darkness days and those feelings that lead to depression, that lead to the ultimate bad choice. Anyway, we want you to do what you can. And if you can, we hope you'll donate. Rags of Honor. .org and help out. Again, all the money goes in specifics for that, what's finding out to be an extremely, extremely successful medical procedure. The texts continue to come in about your dad, my dad, your mom, my mom. Everybody is serving for Veterans Day that you'd like to see recognized. I'd like to honor my father, Ralph Ladke, Pearl Harbor survivor, career naval officer. It's our first Veterans Day without him. We love him and miss him. That's from Martha Brennan. 847, remembering my dad, Everett Lucas, served in World War II in the 101st Airborne. 260, let's honor Len Kuhlman from Indiana, Marine commander with two tours of Afghanistan. 6-3-0, I'd like to honor Brian Loeffler. Served in Afghanistan in 09 and 10 in Operation Enduring Freedom. Gene writes, my dad, Richard Miller, served in the Marine Corps from 54 to 57. A couple more here. My father, Fred Beck, served in the Army in World War II, the 29th Infantry, passed away about 2 years ago. Miss him every day. 708, when it comes to stories of veterans, I was the only person my grandfather told about his times in World War II. He never said anything to my mom, my uncle, my grandmother, nobody but me. I couldn't be more honored. 217, I'm honoring two of my nephews, served in Iraq, the first with Saddam, the second after Osama, and also my four uncles and father who served in World War II, one of whom died at Pearl Harbor. And 309, I'd like to honor my 87-year-old father, Korean War vet, Harry Olofsson, who lives in Manlius. Thank you, all of you, for your service on this Veterans Day. All right, so we've got a bunch of veterans to get to. Before we get to that, let's do those Hawks tickets and do the seventh caller at 312-981-7200. I have a pair of tickets to see the Hawks play the Buffalo Sabres this Sunday. If you're a big Sabres fan, like our friend Ryan Noble's coming up here in a few minutes, you will need to get to this game, unless you want to swing by Buffalo. It's the only time Buffalo's in all year.
Well, we have their weather.
We do have a little Buffalo going outside our window. You should see the view from 18 floors up as we can. This is all courtesy of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing for all the right reasons, Four Seasons. You can find them online at fourseasonsheatingcooling.com. A man named Rokan and a woman named Anna DeVlantis are giving away another pair of tickets this afternoon. So tune in every Monday for tickets in the morning, tickets in the afternoon, tickets all the time. 312-981-7200 is the number to keep those texts coming in. Let's do a couple of these before we get back to a forecast update and a traffic update and all of that. From the 847, remembering grandfathers John McMahon and Carl Froberg served in World War I, and Father Roger Froberg, who served in the Seabees in the South Pacific in World War II.
From 630, would like to honor a veteran son, Ryan Wiley, U.S. Coast Guard.
708, Dwight Snow, Navy, buried at Abraham National Ceremony, R.I.P. Daddy.
847, it's Private First Class George Martin Weber, World War II, USS Sea Robin.
And 815, my father-in-law, John Traynor, passed in March of 2000, I guess, Bronze Star from World War II, Army vet, radio operator, Battle of Normandy, Battle of the Bulge, and many other, AMVET's lifelong member, that is a real man right there.
Wow.
What do you have, G?
From the 312, I'd like to honor my dad, Richard Carzoli, Army 1st Cavalry Division 2, tours in Vietnam. We lost him a couple of years ago and miss him every day.
And coming up, I'll talk to you again about one of the veterans' charities we support on this show that is fronted by our guy, John Borling, General John Borling, true American hero. And invite you again to always look at his column, The Third Degree. You folks in Rockford, you see it in the paper. You can see it online. If you Google up John Borling and The Third Degree, it's great. And it includes questions on, stuff to kind of be thought starters, if you will, on various issues. And yesterday's column was about Veterans Day. Yeah, just a couple minutes here, but let's do this. Joe, who won the Blackhawks tickets? Come on, give it up. Who was it?
That would be our buddy Fred from Montgomery.
Fred from Montgomery is going, again, courtesy of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Cooling, Comforting, a hug. That's all part of what Four Seasons does. Gee, give me another couple of good old soldiers here from the list. What do you have?
312, my fiance, Robert C. Boycourt, 1st Air Cavalry in Vietnam, killed in action June 1966 at the age of 20. Rest in peace, missed every day.
630, my husband, Roger Budney, served in Vietnam, and my dad, Bruno Wanat, W-A-N-A-T, who served in the Battle of the Bulge in World War II.
From 309, I want to recognize a kid I knew in high school who was KIA.
Killed in action?
Yep. August 1st, 1968, while with the 1st Cavalry Air Mobile in the same province I was. So I was safe. So we'd like to also thank that person for his service.
And on 847, on Veterans Day, I honor my son, Sergeant Nicholas Ballantyne, U.S. Army, Kuwait, and Iraq, home safe and sound, which is every parent's dream when the child you're proud of goes off to serve. One more from you?
Yeah, from the 815. Please remember my dad, Corporal John Helm, radio operator, Korean War, a forgotten war, and my father-in-law, Roscoe Butchko, Navy, gunner's mate in the Pacific World War. Two, miss them both.
And 815, I want to honor my husband, retired Navy Commander James E. Meeson. We'll get as many of these as we can throughout the show, 312-981-7200. The great General John Borling writes something called The Third Degree, which I invite you to read anytime. It's in many papers around the country. I don't even know if it's in a Chicago paper. I know it's in Rockford. But at any rate, John Borling, I mean, you should check it out. You should read it. Because what it is a very short column, won't take much of your time, that he posts every week. And if you go to sosamerica.org, I would hope it's listed there, or linked there, but I'm not sure it is. But anyway, yesterday, the post that's up for this week is about Veterans Day. And what he does is he poses questions that you might want to start a conversation about. Like, can you tell me the origins of Veterans Day? And you were telling me off the air it had something to do with a shoe salesman?
Yes, a shoe salesman from Emporia, Kansas, by the name of Alvin King, who thought Armistice Day was too limiting, and he had lost family in World War II and thought all American veterans of all wars should be honored on November 11th. So he basically petitioned. The petition went all the way to President Eisenhower, who liked the idea. So in 1954, Eisenhower formally changed November 11th to Veterans Day.
So, it's a cool story.
Thanks to Alvin King.
Shoe man.
Yes.
And go to SOSAmerica.org for all things related to service over self. It's a cool idea, and you'll get the full take there. And I am an honorary board member and honored to serve. All right, speaking of serve, this is the important stuff. Let's get to some more of these heroes, as our listeners have asked us to recognize as many as we can. 779, my father, Douglas Hackman, served in Korea as a mechanic. G.
630, I'd like to thank my dad, World War II Army, Guadalcanal, and my mom, who will be 98 in a few weeks.
God bless
her. Happy birthday to mom. And she was in the U.S. Marines World War II. Thanks to all who have served.
More and more women are being recognized for the service they gave that they never got credit for. So, cool story there. 309, I'd like to honor my father-in-law, James Shaw, served in Vietnam, was awarded the Bronze Star. We lost him 6 years ago.
From the 815, my dad, Harry McLean, World War II Navy gunner, father-in-law, Jack Stilwell, the youngest merchant marine in World War II, and my son, John, who's in the Navy.
630, all the veterans from Naperville, VFW, Post 3873. Speaking of that, I got a lot of friends there with an organization called Naperville Response for Veterans. And what they do is they go to a veteran's home who's struggling and can't really afford to rehab the house in whatever way is needed. Maybe you need a new roof, whatever, and they get it done for free.
That's incredible.
A lot of good stuff out there. Who else?
From the 630, my dad joined the Navy after Pearl Harbor was attacked. Two of the three destroyers he was on were torpedoed and sank, and then the sharks came.
How about that?
I'm obviously thankful he survived.
It's just the stories these folks lived. 773, Samuel Sosa, World War II B-24 nose gunner, 42 missions. Thank you for the bravery. Who else?
From the 312, I'd like to thank all the veterans who liberated Belgium. They saved my mom and her family.
571, I want to honor my grandfather, Maynard Rowe. He served in the Korean conflict, in quotes. Was lucky enough to do an honor flight to D.C. to see the memorial just before he passed. And boy, I tell you, I can't say enough good things about honor flight. And there are flying Vietnam vets now in much larger numbers. Because the time has come to go and see the memorial that was built for you and is about you. I was lucky enough to see World War II vets, not my father, but guys like my father, who were able to make it before they were gone. I would have loved to have taken my dad. Mary Vandeveld took her dad.
Oh, wow.
So it's a very special thing. And if you can help Honor Flight in any way, I hope you will. Anyway, Maynard Rowe went on to become a field tester engineer at John Deere in Waterloo and Dubuque for 35 years. Thank you to WGN Radio for recognizing all the veterans today. And enjoy listening every day.
Please honor Purple Heart veteran George Kleteka, served in the Battle of the Bulge. Also, please honor Marine Jace Hudson.
630, my dad, Eddie Scanlon, World War II in Italy. Not one, but two Purple Hearts.
Wow.
Two. And we had 19 Purple Heart recipients on the ice at the United Center last night for the Hawks game. Great job by the Hawks getting that together.
From the 630, I'd like to honor my brother, Robert J. Weber, who served in Operation Desert Storm with the Navy. So very proud of all who served.
815, Ann is her name, and Ann passed away 2 weeks ago. Former AMVETS Ladies Auxiliary National President.
From the 708, I'd like to honor my son, Mike Wasik, who is a Purple Heart recipient for his service in Afghanistan.
224, I'd like to honor my grandfather, William Massif, and his twin brother, Edward, both served in World War II, and my uncle, Robert Bending, served in Vietnam.
630, Steve, please honor my husband and veteran Desert Storm hero, John Kingsley, who served in the 126th Aerial Refueling Unit, and my 89-year-old dad, Army Sergeant Lionel Bessie, who served in the Korean War.
Yeah, great thing about a World War II vet or a Korean vet or a Vietnam vet, you shake hands with them, your hand gets sore. It's a real handshake. 708, on Veterans Day, I acknowledge my brother, Bob. Boy, I want to pronounce this right, and I'm going to blow it. S-C-H-W-I-E-S-O-W. Schweisau? You think? Army Infantry, who fought in the Vietnam War. Thank you from Peggy. And Peggy, I'm sorry about butchering the name, but thank you very much. And 773, my father, Jim Forrest, 95-year-old World War II vet, served in France and Germany. And now I can finally beat him on a golf course since he's 95. Got another one?
Yeah, from the 847, honoring my dad, Art Renkoziak, United States Marine Corps World War II Iwo Jima tank driver, passed away in 1999, left a legacy of service. And then from the 630, my brother who just passed away on Saturday, U.S. Air Force 1964 to 1968, Charles Tolkey. So our condolences to you.
Listeners from the 563, a real band of brothers here. I'll always remember my grandpa and his five brothers. They all served in World War II, all six of them. The Kopatz brothers from Springfield, Illinois. They were all in the war at the same time, all came back from the war. I mean, that's just miraculous. My grandpa, Al Kopatz, was captured as a POW and again survived. And that brings us full circle. General Borling served as a POW in Vietnam, one of the longest serving POWs ever. And I'll remind you again that please check out the website, SOSAmerica.org, and see what he's up to. We're going to do a few more of these veterans recognitions while you guys redial Kirby and see if we can figure out that problem. You know, the deal with digital phones and not using landlines anymore was we were supposed to not have that issue.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all phones are supposed to sound perfect. How's that working out?
Once in a while, you get a little glitch.
All right, G, you ready?
I'm ready.
630, I'd love to hear you give mention to the thousands who supported the military and the factory, shipyards, and bomb factory. Okay, we just did.
From the 219, my dad, Ed Reynolds, Corporal, U.S. Marine Corps.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Lost him in 1988, tough Marine, loving father.
847, my brother, Joe O'Donnell, 30 years as the Catholic chaplain in the Navy, living in Phoenix now. Bless him.
From 773, we are remembering my dad, Michael La Criolla, mm-hmm. proud World War II veteran who served in the Pacific and passed away in September at the age of 96. He is missed very much.
847, my father and his father, who enlisted in the Navy together in World War II, both came back safely, thank God. And Richard Bosley, U.S. Army World War II, 95 years old. We've got a lot of guys in World War II, man. They survive and thrive. One more,
sure,
G.
Deuce. From the 630, honoring my father-in-law who served in the Merchant Marine in the Pacific in World War II, delivering ordnance and supplies to the island sometimes before the Marines assaulted the beaches.
619, I'd like to say thank you for this, and please recognize my father, Lyman Landry. Served 68 to 77 in the Navy, passed from ALS in 2013. But thank you, Lyman Landry.
From the 630, I would like to honor Sam Giamanco, Army World War II, Michael Giamanco, and Major Jennifer Hergenroder, Army Afghanistan.
847, remembering father-in-law, Army Sergeant Dale E. Smith, served in Korea.
From the 224, I'd like to honor my father, Albert Carpenter, served 13 years in Army before and during World War II, wounded in Italy and lost his right leg.
847, my dad, retired Lieutenant Colonel J.A. Risley, 2nd Air Division, 446 Bomb Group, served in World War II in Northeast England on the crew of the B-24 Liberators. Miss you, Dad.
Oh, wow. Honoring my brothers, Jeff, K-R-A-J-C-I. They say it's pronounced Crachy, I hope, and Gary Crachy.
It could have been Crotchety. We don't know.
Crachy. Both served in Vietnam. Thank you for acknowledging our vets.
414, I'd like to send out remembrance to my grandfather, Seaman Green, Coxon Ward, and my cell cryptographer Ward, Regenerations, three proud Navy men.
From 630, my father, Angelo Egizio, 1st Lieutenant, Lead Navigator, B-26, flew missions in World War II, received the Distinguished Flying Cross, flew another 90 missions in the Korean War.
How about that?
Father of eight, he passed away Veterans Day 2001.
Well, you know, he came home, and that's a wonderful story, but I wonder what was more daunting, flying those combat missions or coming home and having eight kids.
That's a lot of lot of mouths to feed.
Sixth rail, my dad, Richard Barnes, served in the Navy in World War II and on the USS Fanshawe Bay in the Battle of Leyte Gulf, L-E-Y-T-E, Leyte Gulf. I don't know this battle. In the South Pacific. Anyway, he passed away in 1987. I think about him every day, and I miss him.
From the 630, I'd like to honor my father, World War II veteran Richard Maloney, USN, also my father's dad, and Pearl Harbor survivor Robert Ashton.
224, my two grandpas, Joe Hartigan and George Keeley, both World War I Purple Heart veterans. How about that?
Oh, wow. From the 224, I'd like to honor my dad, Norm Bailey, a Navy vet who served in Guam, his brother Eugene, who died in World War II at the age of 18, and my nephew, Justin Bailey, who also served in the Navy and sailed to Europe twice for two missions. Thank you to all who served.
And finally, 773, my dad, Bernard Heisen, World War II Army vet. Fought in D-Day in Normandy Beach. Lived till 2012. We love you. We miss you. And that's just a few. Sorry we couldn't get to even more. We'll tell you tomorrow where we post them all so you can take a look at them.